2-Minute Drill from Points of Truth Ministries of the Crusade Church. Before you came to Christ, you were mostly untroubled by your conscience. You could practice sin and sleep well. But when the Lord called you and began to convict you through His Spirit, your conscience was abruptly awakened and was sensitive to the will of God. This newfound awareness of sin made sin to be utterly wicked to you. Paul said that with his mind he agreed with the law of God, but painfully found that his agreement didn't wholly prevent him from breaking it. He cried, "O wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death?" He was asking, "Who will save me from myself?" The apostle's conscience was awakened to righteousness and to sin, and he felt the pain of the violation. But Paul's conclusion is one that as Christians, we must all come to receive by faith. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. God wants our conscience to be sensitive and our hearts to be soft so that we can truly hate evil and love righteousness. But we must not give the devil opportunity by receiving lying accusations against ourselves. The devil wants to accuse you, but the Lord has already declared you're innocent if you're in Christ Jesus. An awakened conscience and a sincere heart must receive the truth that if we are in Christ, there is no sin. However, we must make sure that we are living in Christ, for there are many who profess His name who are not. Jesus said that those who keep the commandments abide in Him, so do not be deceived into believing that you are living in the truth of Christ while practicing lawless rebellion. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 says, "Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test?" For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.